This is Querilicious with Romal on Q Radio. Cisgender, a person whose gender identity and expression matches the gender typically associated with their biological sex. This is Querilicious with Romal.
Hi and welcome to a brand new episode of Querilicious with me, Romal. I'm again in the studio and I have someone really special with me. Now let's get in conversation with my special guest for the evening. I've got Srini with me in the studio. Welcome to the show, Srini.
Hi.
Srini, you'll have to talk into the mic.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I have to do this to everyone, but yeah, you'll have to talk into the mic, otherwise nobody can hear you.
Oh, am I okay now?
Yeah, now you're, I mean, we can all hear you, super.
Yeah.
Okay, so Srini, before anything else, I think I want to start this interview with you, asking you, what does your name stand for? So there's Srini, there's M, and there's BLR. So what is the M and what is the BLR?
Yeah, I'm Srinivas Mukta. So I consider myself married to Bangalore, so it's BLR.
Are you serious? That's actually, so the BLR in your name is actually Bangalore?
Yeah.
Like traditionally?
No, it's like I just want it that way.
Okay, and the M stands for?
It's my surname, Mukta.
Mukta, okay, yeah. That's an interesting surname. So where originally are you from?
I'm from a
place. What do you call your native place?
Okay, it's a village called Chegaon. It's okay. In Karimnagar district of... Okay.
This is in Andhra Pradesh?
Yeah, Andhra Pradesh.
Srini, what do you identify yourself as?
I'm gay.
Okay, that's out and proud. Okay, so are you open now, basically? Have you told all the people who you think are important in your life?
Yeah, most of them.
Okay, cool enough. So let's start off from the very, very beginning. So when do you think was the first time you realized that you were not attracted to girls and attracted to boys?
That's something I always knew. Maybe I was in like 8th standard or something. I never got attracted to girls, so I was pretty, it was there always.
But so you're saying the first time you knew you were attracted to a boy was in 8th standard. So how old were you in 8th standard?
Yeah, it was something like 12, 13.
Wow. Okay. So was this someone who was like the cutest guy in class, or what was it?
Actually, he was not the cutest guy, but okay. He danced well, so I just fell for his dance.
You fell solely for his dance? Come on, we're gay men. There had to be something more than the dance. What else was it?
I mean, he was cute as well.
Okay. So, did anything come out of that crush?
No, that was just a crush. Mm-hmm. But later, I fell in love with someone else in the class.
In the same class?
Yeah, in the same class.
In the same year?
In the same year.
How many boys were in your class, really?
No, ours is a boys' school.
Oh, so it was just filled with boys.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So, what happened with the second guy? Did anything work out?
Yeah, that's kind of my first love, I would say. I mean, the previous one was a crush. So, okay. Yeah, we were just like... I was very bad at Hindi. He was very bad at mathematics. So, okay. We used to teach each other.
So, the romance was totally educational.
it was very nice. It went on for like a year or so.
Wow.
But then again, we shifted our...
So, was this like one of those childhood romances where you were all just like dewy-eyed and you all looked into each other's eyes? Or did you all also do something very naughty?
No, we didn't do any naughty. I regret now, but...
Okay, so this was when you were 12, about the age of
12. Yeah, 12, 13.
But
like,
at this age already, were you aware of the fact that you might be different from everyone else around you?
I was aware that I am different. Mm-hmm. But at that point in time, I didn't know what it is, what it means, all that. Yeah, and nobody ever had a problem with me in school.
Okay, so you were a good boy.
Yeah, I was a good boy.
Were you one of the front benchers?
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm the favorite of all the teachers.
Front bencher, getting good marks. Sounds exactly like me. Okay. Seem to share a lot of stories. Okay.
Yeah.
So then this was in 8th standard and you say it went on for 1 year.
Yeah.
Did you also have a lot more crushes when you were in school or that was the last one?
I was more like a Sati Savitri. When I'm with someone, it's like I never used to look at anyone else.
Hi. Oh my god. Yeah. So wait, you were the typical Indian boy who did not want to look at anyone else because you were in love.
Huh? Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Or was it demanded of you?
No, it wasn't. In fact, we didn't talk about it. Like,
okay.
We didn't talk about it as a love.
But in your head it was love.
Yeah, in my head it was there. I mean,
so what levels of madness did you go to? I know people who cut names into their hands. I know people who write people's names on their book. I know people who'll take flowers and go like, he loves me, not he loves me.
No, I mean, so he used to play well. So he used to play volleyball and all. So whenever we don't talk to each other, I used to bunk my classes and then go and sit beside his volleyball court and keep seeing him.
What a romance, I say.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. So, were you also attracted to him because of the fact... Were you into sports when you were in...
No, I was into... I am no sports guy.
So was he attractive to you because he was everything that you were not, or what was it? What was the attraction like?
Basically he was into sports and he was not good with studies. I was good at it. We complimented each other.
So here we have a classic geek falls in love with jock story.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's
okay.
Like, falls in love with bad boys.
I know. I'm the good boy. I need a bad boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was school. And then after school, did you assume that, okay, maybe I need to work on this? Am I really interested in men? Like, when did you start thinking about the fact that you were in love with men, unlike everyone else who was in love with women?
Actually, it took pretty much long for me. Mm-hmm. So after this, I went to college. I had other love stories, then all that. But when I actually started thinking about it was when I was at 25 age.
Okay, but why are we skipping the college bit?
Huh? Yeah, I mean,
I'm sure something must have happened in college. You're just hiding it from all our listeners, aren't you? Tell us some juicy gossip from college.
I mean, college as in when I was in 11th, 12th. Mm-hmm. So there was this boy in my class.
Okay.
First I fell for his voice. I mean, uh-huh. I didn't see him. He used to take a roll call. And then
how did you not see him?
No, I mean, I just was entering. Oh,
full Sati Savitri. You won't look at his face also.
No.
I won't look at his face.
No. I just before even seeing him, mm-hmm. I heard his voice and then okay. I just fell in. I felt very nice about it. Then again, I saw him.
Okay, so when you fall in love, what kind of music plays in your head? There must be some song, no?
No. Actually, I'm not a very song music guy.
For me, whenever I fall in love, Ilaiyaraja plays in the background.
No, for me, I myself write and play songs.
Very nice. Okay, so this was college and then you're saying after college, the first time realization happened was 25.
Yeah, at the age of 25, when I started working at the age of 21, so mm-hmm. 25, I mean, that's when it starts nearing the marriage age. So
true.
That's when I had to work on it. It was bothering me for long. Mm-hmm. I always thought that this is just a phase, I'll change when the marriage comes. So at 25, I didn't know what to do. I was searching in net what to do.
Okay.
I'm a very good boy to my parents.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
So I always wanted to satisfy them. So at that point in time, I was looking for solutions. What can be done?
By this time, had your parents already got a clue, or you were extremely within the closet, so nobody had any clue that you could possibly
I don't think so. I mean, yeah, they might have a little bit of clue, but mm-hmm. then I don't think they were taking it seriously.
Okay, what about your friend circle? Were they aware of
that you were doing? I mean, interestingly, in my school and college, when these love stories were going on, mm-hmm. everybody used to call us husband-wife. So, yeah, they all...
And where was this? Where was all this education? Which part of the country?
Till 10th class, I was in Karimnagar.
Okay.
Then the intermediate education, 11th, 12th, I was in Vijayawada.
I've always noticed this, Srini, you can correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I think smaller towns in India accept homosexual love more than bigger towns.
Yeah, very much, very much, yeah.
I've always noticed that people who come from smaller towns always say that, yeah, people used to call us husband and wife.
Yeah, I would say homophobia is an export from the West.
Absolutely, and I think homophobia is something that is predominantly within cities, especially not Bangalore, but, bigger, larger urban centers are where this crazy homophobia comes from.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd like to ask you now in detail about how that happened. Was there an incident that brought about this change in you? Was there something that triggered it off, saying that, enough? It's about time for me to just deal with who I am.
I would say it wasn't an easy journey for me. It was actually pretty tough for me, considering I had this so-called good boy image.
I totally get where you're coming from.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I almost went into a depression kind of thing, and then I wanted to do anything to actually convert myself.
Okay.
Yeah, so I tried therapies.
So this is what, self-medication?
No, not self-medication. Okay. I've gone.
So you actually seeked help?
Yeah, I seeked help.
Okay.
And initially I came out to my brother.
Okay.
But that wasn't like very good.
Mm-hmm.
So then I seeked help. I even like went for conversion therapy, but
wow.
But that didn't work. I mean, obviously.
You know, okay, I'm so sorry to bring this up, and I know this is a show all about celebrating your queer life, but
yeah.
You're one of the few people I know who actually underwent conversion therapy. So
yeah.
Could you tell us exactly what conversion therapy is all about and what kind of, psychological or, I don't know what, psychiatric practices do people in to try and convert you, if that's possible. What exactly is conversion therapy?
I don't know the medical terms of it.
It's
a behavioral therapy wherein they try to in different sessions that they try to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
A certain part of it is deals with masturbation.
Okay.
When you masturbate, initially you start with pictures of boys, then
okay.
you slowly move to pictures of girls.
Mm-hmm.
According to that philosophy, I mean, if you do that over the time, then you would be able to actually enjoy.
Okay.
I mean, enjoy the thought of having sex with a girl.
You know, actually, Srini, this sounds far more sane than what I assumed conversion therapy.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I went for the I was a bit lucky.
I know, I've always had these horror stories that I've heard of where they use electric shock. And
I know.
Like
I know.
So all that is all rubbish.
Yeah, it is rubbish. I mean,
no, I'm sure there must be parts of the world where people do those kind of things. But have you heard of those kind of stories from within your friends? People who've gone to conversion therapy and have been put through like crazy inhuman practices?
No, point in time, I was like all alone. I don't know. I didn't know anyone.
Okay.
I was not in touch with anyone.
But it's a very lame question I'm going to ask you. Did it work?
No, it did not work. Yeah, I mean, in fact, I went to the extent
Are
of...
Are you sure you're not straight?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was like, the moment, like, after mm-hmm. a few sessions, I go on to the road, and then again, I see a boy, and then I said, wow.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, no, I'm not supposed to say wow. Okay, I need to see a girl and say wow. But that's so programming, right?
I mean...
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I don't think
it never worked for me.
I don't know why a lot of people assume that you can do that. I think it's because of behavioral therapy and
these
theories that came out long, long ago. But I know. I just hope it all comes
through. The people claim that it's successful.
A friend of Srini and a friend of mine called Nagesh Kotagiri, who's from Bangalore, basically decided to ask you a question online because he can't really call. He's in a situation. So we're going to ask you that question now. So Nagesh asks you, during your conversion therapy, when you were asked to masturbate thinking about girls, whom did you think about? Okay, let's just get that call. Hi, who am I speaking to? This is Romal on Queerlicious with Srini.
Hi, Romal. I'm Naren here.
Hi, Naren. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Naren.
Hi, Srini.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell us. So, do you want to say something to Srini or to me? What's up?
I want to say something to Srini.
Go ahead.
Hi, Srini. You have been the wonderful friend I've met. And you don't know how many people you have supported all this while. And we all love you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
The same thing.
We love you. I love you too.
Thank you. Have a great time.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, what, Anari? No love for me.
Yeah, Romal, you, how can I miss you? Lot of love to you.
I mean, that need not be told, Romal. That need not be told.
Yeah, no, because I'm spirit you're telling me. So sad,
You are the sweetest person on the whole of Earth.
Saku, saku. All this bad. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in, Naren. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Bye. So whom did I think while masturbating during the therapy? I mean, which girl you mean to say,
no,
right?
No, he goes like, so you were thinking of girls. Whom were you actually thinking about?
No, I was trying to think of girls.
Okay, but yeah, who did you end up thinking about?
Yeah, I mean, I ended up thinking about people I knew. I mean, the guys I knew.
Wow, okay, we have a caller
My classmates and all.
Hi, welcome to the show. You're in conversation with Romal and Srini. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, you are speaking to Manas. And I'm calling from Madhya Pradesh.
Hi, Manas.
Manas, how is Madhya Pradesh?
Oh, it's cool. You know what, Romal, when I'd come to Bangalore, I was just a lost kid.
Okay.
And, you know, she supported me so much. I think he's one big reason why, you know, today I am so much at peace with myself.
Okay.
So a big, big thanks.
Thank you. Thanks,
and,
Manas.
Apart from that, I always wanted to know how and when you and Sagar met. What's the story behind? like, how did you meet? What happened?
We haven't even got to that, but I like where this is going. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, Sagar is my best friend.
For all our listeners in Bangalore, Sagar, Srini, Manas, a lot of the people who are calling, all of us hang out at this place called Good As You. So, go ahead, answer. So, how do you know Sagar?
Yeah, I mean, I know it Good As You.
Okay.
So, he was a very regular guy there. Okay. Then later we met outside for coffee, and then
coffee.
That's all, coffee only.
Yeah, and then I mean, yeah, there's this small meetups that happen at my home, so I happen to call
him. Why not been invited to these meetups? Yeah, what is wrong with
you? You are invited.
I've never been invited. I feel so left out. No, Manas, why am I not invited to these meetups? Tell me, Manas.
Because I wanted to invite you separately.
Romal, I'll invite you next time.
Okay. Definitely, I'll definitely be there. Okay. Yeah. Manas, any other things that you'd like to share with me or Srini?
No.
Okay, thanks, Manas.
After that whole slew of calls, Nagesh, I hope you're happy with the answer. So his answer was basically he was thinking about a lot of people and the people who were in his life. So you have to give some names, yeah? What is this?
I mean, at that point in time, I didn't get attracted to any single Telugu hero, because I was seeing only Telugu films. I hated all Telugu heroes.
But they're so hot. Oh my god, like, I just look at Allu Arjun, I'm just like, wow.
Okay, now I like Mahesh Babu to some extent, and yeah, but that time there was no good one. I mean, to think about,
how are you not attracted to Naga Chaitanya, to
I don't know,
Allu Arjun?
They turn me off.
Really?
Yeah.
But you like Mahesh Babu?
Yeah.
He's like this typical mother's boy, one full papa, only dialogues, major dialogues he does all the time. But right now, let's go back to your love story, which never got completed. So, after college, after finally dealing with who you were at 25, after going through conversion therapy and it being a total, total flop.
Yeah.
When did you finally fall in love, and how was your first relationship?
So it was like in 2009.
Okay.
So that's when like I came out to my parents, and then I could handle, and then I was able
How did your parents take it initially?
I mean, there was a big drama as expected. My parents are from a very small town. My mother is illiterate. My dad is a primary school teacher.
Okay.
I had prepared for the worst when I didn't came out myself. My brother outed me.
How did he out you?
I mean, yeah, it was planned outing.
What plans you all had? A brother.
Yeah, so he said that Srini is not going to get married, so you guys have to accept
this. Is
this
your elder brother or younger?
Yeah, elder brother.
How sweet. Very nice.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, as usual, there's a lot of drama. So it's took a lot of time for them to accept.
Is it peaceful now? Have they come to peace with it? Or?
Yeah, so they have understood that I'm not going to get married to a girl.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't blame me anymore. They blame the God.
Why that's do people problem. Have to play this blame game?
Yeah.
As long as they're making your life comfortable, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
They don't blame anyone, no problem.
Mm.
Before we get into about your love life, though,
okay.
Let me know. Naren, if you're still listening to us, Shilok sends lots of love from Coorg. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks.
So back to that love story.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so around in 2009 August time frame, no, July August time frame, so I met this guy online and then
monsoon love. What a beauty.
Yeah, and then we fell in love and then it lasted for 2 years.
Wow.
That relationship. Yeah, after that then we parted ways.
Are you all friends with each other, not friends with each other?
Unfortunately not.
Okay, that's okay. Life comes full circle.
Yeah.
Always. So don't worry, I'm sure one day you will both be friends and you'll forgive each other for whatever happened.
Yeah, hopefully.
Believe me, that's how gay relationships are.
Great. Yeah, I know.
We are often best friends with our exes, which is just... I think it's beyond everyone's understanding. So, okay, so now we're going to get to the really interesting part about Srini. Now, Srini is single and I can't believe he's single. I mean, so many of you all called in saying like he's such an awesome person. Why aren't you dating him again? Like, really? Okay, so now we're going to pimp you on air, Srini. Woohoo!
Okay,
so first of all, what are the good things that I think about Srini? So first thing, I think Srini has an awesome smile.
Okay,
I think Srini has a really good sense of humor. I think he dresses really well, though. I can think he can dress better.
No.
it's getting there.
I'm bad at
it's getting there. He's really genuine, okay, and he has a heart of gold, as you figure out by the end of this show that he has a heart of gold. So you know, you people who are looking for, are you into long-term relationships?
Yeah,
absolutely. So someone who's looking for a long-term relationship and is in Bangalore, you know, I mean, what are you doing? Like, Srini's here.
Yeah, like, I'm here
already. Go and ask him for a date already. Okay, so now let's talk about the kind of man you're interested in, Srini. So what are the prerequisites for the man you want? Okay, let's do emotional first.
Okay, emotional wise, I would like someone who is emotionally and financially independent.
Which is awesome. I think that's very sensible thing to want.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one. And then
okay.
And emotional as an emotionally independent, what do you mean by that?
I mean somebody somebody who can counsel me.
Do you need counseling?
What I mean is that I don't want somebody who will depend on me for small problems in life.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, yeah.
But if you need counseling, you can always call in, okay? We have heart to heart with Mahesh and Sandy.
Yeah, I know.
Every Wednesday and Friday at 12 o'clock, so you can always call for counseling.
Again. Yeah.
But okay, so that's, you want someone who's emotionally stable and financially
stable.
Yeah,
also, I would like someone who is open-minded, not very rigid in opinions and all that. Because I am rigid.
Really?
Oh, okay.
You don't come across as being rigid. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want someone who's really open-minded to kind of complement your rigidity of opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's get to the fun part. Okay. So physically, what do you want? What kind of a person? You just told me that we're attracted to the same kind of men, which is... okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know what my type is, so you should probably explain it and then I'll see if that's my type.
Okay. It keeps changing.
Okay.
Couple of months back, I was only into the boyish looking guys.
Okay.
Who looks like a boy.
Boy looking.
Yeah,
okay, yeah okay.
The chocolate boys.
Uh-huh.
Ranbir Kapoor. Shahid Kapoor.
Okay, Shahid Kapoor, I agree. Ranbir Kapoor, no.
Okay, yeah.
What about the great Ranbir Singh?
No, I don't like him.
Oh, my God.
So, but then over the time, you know, things start changing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, probably I like the manly looking people as well.
Mm-hmm. Nagesh Kotagiri?
No, Nagesh Kotagiri is my brother.
What is this? If you make brother, sister, then how are you going to date anyone? Not
yeah.
You should not make brothers and sisters chuma chuma like that. If you make everyone to brother, who will you date?
Yeah.
It'll turn to a relationship. Not cool. Okay.
I know.
Okay, we're just kidding on radio. We're not serious about any of this stuff. But yeah, okay. Tell me. So, you were attracted to more innocent, naive-looking people, and now you're more interested in more manly, stereotypical manly.
Not that I won't. I'm interested in. Now it got added up to the list. Both are there.
So both are there.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would be your perfect combination? Would it be like Hrithik Roshan meets Ranbir Kapoor or what?
I don't know. I can't say that. It's something like maybe little mature Ranbir Kapoor.
I can never imagine that. Mature, yeah,
yeah, so I know. Little less attitude.
Also, I do not find that man attractive in the least sense. I mean, I just look at his face and I'm going like, I can think of a lizard. That's all I can think of.
Okay.
But everyone has that type, so it's totally fine. So I'm sure then your favorite film is Savariya, because he dropped his towel.
No, that's my favorite scene, but that's not my favorite film.
So which is your favorite Ranbir Kapoor film?
The one in which he plays music with beard. He has beard, and I forgot the name of the film.
Rockstar.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I liked him in that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. So you want someone who's chocolate boy but looks like a man. Wow. I don't know how many people are there like that in Bangalore.
I need a lot of things. It's very difficult.
So list them out. Right? How do we give? We'll put checklist. Okay. So that's one.
Yeah.
Why do you not like Telugu stars? Yeah, everyone in the south is all like crazy about Telugu stars. The people in the north.
I don't know. Somehow, from my childhood, I hate mustache. So who?
But now most of the Telugu heroes have mustache. Naga Chaitanya does not have. Allu Arjun does not have.
Yeah, nowadays people don't have, but I don't know, somehow I think of their fathers when I see them, and then it
is very creepy.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. What about that Chiranjeevi son?
No.
Varun Sandesh. He looks chocolate boy.
Yeah, it's like, he's like, okay.
Siddharth Suryanarayan?
Yeah, Siddharth I like.
Ah. Okay, thank you guys for tuning in. Now it's time for me to say goodbye. Bye.
Yeah, goodbye guys.